This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Oscar So Whack. Okay, this is the Trump era, so why would anybody care about the Oscars now or ever? It's a high-priced fashion show and a self-congratulatory industry backpat. Viewership has been going down steadily. The industry seems to be searching hardest for the pulse of viewers globally, especially in China, and, as some critics have noted, has lost its way in telling the great American story, although that certainly puts them in a lot of company in that chorus. Nonetheless, it's like candy. No matter how bad for you, it's hard to resist the significant cultural role the industry occupies and its impact on all of us. And even juicier, we have a super flub this time for the hardcore all-the-way-to-the-end viewers, where they were rewarded with another example of the chaos of our times when, for the first time in 89 years, the wrong winner was named for Best Picture. There's a circular firing squad of blame and shame now, which is a delightful spectacle in itself, if for nothing else than a pleasant Trump diversion about how Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway could have gotten the wrong card, and how Dunaway then, in a The Show Must Go On play, announced that La La Land was a winner rather than Moonlight, which turned out to have actually won. After 2 years of agitation on the theme of Oscars So White, the Academy of Motion Pictures was already on their heels for whitelisting so many movies and actors in the awards. So both supporting awards were won by African Americans this year, including the first Muslim to ever win an award, it seems. Moonlight, which is one of the few movies I've seen recently, was a hard but beautiful look at low-income families in a Miami project dealing with drugs, poverty, and the long list of issues faced by all, including, in this case, sexual identity and bullying. In a white male-dominated industry, this was a pushback moment, which matters, regardless of the mix-up, though it is unlikely to represent a game-changer. The industry studies the numbers, and 25% of tickets are bought by African Americans in the USA, but that has not been enough to date to tilt the representation either on employment or thematically of African Americans in the industry. My first impulse was to think that Faye Dunaway in a classic Daniel Kahneman moment right out of Thinking Fast and Slow might have been so conditioned to believe that La La Land would win that her expectations and assumptions tricked her brain into believing she was reading La La Land even though Moonlight was the winner. The story now spinning is that the envelope said Emma Stone Best Actress La La Land. Stone said she doesn't want to get into any controversy, but she has her hot hands all over the envelope that said that. The bean counters claimed there was always two envelopes, so it's possible that was the problem. Though I'll enjoy my own theory for a bit, with all apologies to Faye Dunaway, that sometimes, as the president is now teaching us, people see what they want to see no matter what the facts and reality hold. Any way you slice it, it's Oscars So Whack. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.